So before I get this video started, I want to say there are a lot of credible authors and dating coaches and fellow YouTubers that really push this abundance mindset theory. And, you know, this video isn't meant to troll anybody. It's not meant to disrespect anybody. I'm just giving my perspective on it. So if you have a few minutes and you want to listen, I'd greatly appreciate it. But my point of view is the complete opposite of just about everybody else out there. And let me explain why. Now, the ideology behind it is that having an abundance mindset will give you a feeling of unlimited options. You know, it's like a confidence boost. It's going to boost your quality of life, right? Having this mindset of abundance is going to put you in a sort of like a mental position of power. You know, your options are limitless. And I can see why confidence hustlers would push this in the dating game. Like, I understand that. Like, it kind of makes sense. But this theory was started, I believe, in entrepreneurship. And then it crossed over to, like, household finances and budgeting. And now it's made its way to the dating game. But the abundance mindset has destroyed a lot more people than it's built. I can say that for sure. You know, we see multimillionaires, you know, professional athletes, celebrities, actors, rock stars, people that hit the lottery, you know, people that have $65 to $100 million go broke in 5 years. This is due to an abundance mindset. You know, if they had a scarcity mindset, they wouldn't buy that, you know, $25 million home that they actually can't afford. They wouldn't be buying Bentleys and Ferraris. They would live more of a, you know, normal middle-class lifestyle, and they would enjoy their wealth. You know, they would have financial freedom. But because they have a lack of a scarcity mindset and they have an abundance mindset, they fail to achieve financial freedom. Now, you know, it all makes sense, but how does this convert to the dating game? Now, the popular belief is that, you know, having an abundance mindset will create an environment, you know, in which you don't put one specific woman on the pedestal, and in doing that, you will, I guess, present yourself as being more alpha, less needy. You know, you don't seem as desperate. You seem like a guy with options, and it's going to make you more attractive in every woman's eyes. Like, and I get where that theory goes. I get where they're going with that. But from my personal experience, that's not a wise decision. Now, I have been a victim of an abundance mindset, you know, several times. As a matter of fact, with my ex, if it wasn't for my confidence and my abundance mindset, she would probably be my wife. You know, and I gotta admit, sometimes, you know, I screw up. We were fighting constantly, mostly because, you know, when she was at work, her friends would try to contact me, her friends would try to be with me. You know, her friends would get touchy-feely with me when they were drinking. This gave me an abundance mindset. Like, it was an actual abundance. Don't get me wrong, I actually, you know, in a way I kind of had an abundance. But it gave me this mindset of, like, you know, if you don't follow my directions, you know, I can leave you in. You know, that was not a good mindset for me to have in that situation. I felt good because of it, but it was causing us to fight constantly. And ultimately, I realized, looking back, it wasn't the right mindset to have. Now, if I would have had a scarcity mindset, really believed that she was the only one for me and my only real option, I probably would have taken her a lot more serious, you know? And, you know, honestly, we probably would be married right now. The final nail in the coffin there, when we split up and took a break, I drove past her. She was sitting with her family eating dinner on a patio. And I drove past her with the top off and another girl in the passenger seat. And I looked over and saw her looking at me and with another girl and all that. So, you know, it was that abundance. And the abundance mindset is what caused me to behave that way. But the actual abundance is what, you know, destroyed that relationship. You know, and then she went out and, you know, met another guy and started a family with him. But, you know, I'm not upset about that at all. I'm just saying, looking back, had I had a scarcity mindset, you know, maybe it would have worked out. Not that I really wanted it to work out, but, you know. Now, if we're going to tell incels, you know, guys who absolutely struggle with women, that they should have an abundance mindset, to me, that's absolutely foolish. Because as a guy that has had an abundance and seeing what actually happens when you have an abundance and having an abundance mindset, you know, why would you tell a guy that doesn't have an abundance that he should have an abundance mindset? You know, there's the concrete evidence isn't there. He doesn't have an abundance. So you're telling him to treat each woman like she doesn't really matter that much to him, and, you know, somehow that's gonna make her believe that he is like a wanted man, like he's a high value guy, he's a guy that a lot of women are chasing after, like he's a real catch. I don't understand that theory. That makes absolutely no sense to me. Now, we all know I'm kind of an asshole. Like I am an asshole with women. And my abundance mindset is probably part of the cause of that. But I have an abundance mindset because I have an abundance, right? So if you have an abundance, you can get away with it. But that abundance mindset is still going to be what's going to fuck shit up for you, you know? And I reckon if you are actually in pursuit of a meaningful relationship, you should have a scarcity mindset. You should believe that she is the only one for you. Make yourself believe it, even if it's not the truth. If you want it to work out, you gotta make yourself believe it. I can't stay focused on the same woman for more than a week. I got a problem. But some of you guys can. You know what I'm saying? Some of you guys, you know, we talk all this alpha beta stuff, like some guys are thirsty betas. You know, they are the guy that's gonna hold the purse for a woman in the mall. You know, and basically take orders from his wife. I don't recommend that, but a lot of you guys are that. You know, and if you are that, you're probably gonna have more success with in a meaningful relationship than a guy like me. Just being honest with you. So anyways, guys, that's my take on the abundance mindset. I don't think it's necessarily a good idea. I don't think the benefits outweigh the negative effects. You know, having a scarcity mindset will make you cherish what you have. You know, if you hit the lottery right now, if you have an abundance mindset, you're going to blow it. You're going to quit your job. You're going to blow all the money. It's all going to be gone. If you hit the lottery and have a scarcity mindset, you know, maybe your great-grandchildren will still be wealthy. Anyways, guys, that's all I got on this issue. I'm going to finish this brew. Third beer of the year, and this one is a Dos Equis. LFA signing out.